We have so many things to lift up, and not to reiterate, but thank you for your gift that we're able to help Billy and his family. But with that, we'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Sandra.
Whenever we had our Christmas Eve service, we gave out the Christmas ornaments, and I got one of each of them. And whenever I looked at all of them, I chose one to give to Jessica, and I gave her the Christmas, because whenever she has grown up here, she participated in it, and she was so excited. But she took every one of the little notes out and read them. But she was really excited about it, and she read and she shared it with Joanna, the tradition of the Christmas tree. And she said, "Do we still have all the ornaments?" And she was all excited about the ornaments, and she made sure that she looked at all of them and had lots of questions about them. Enjoyed spending the day with her on Christmas Day.
Speaking of those ornaments, if you weren't here Christmas Eve, I think there's still some on the table back there. And this was something that, I guess, did you do it as a fundraiser?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was like a fundraiser. And I was dozing around up in the attic one time, and I thought, I wonder what these things are. And they've been up there. So there's three different years, and they all meant a significant thing. So if you weren't here Christmas Eve, please take three of them, right? And so you'll be blessed. They're really a neat ornament.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I didn't have it out. The signal was one.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I would think probably, and I found myself watching most of the games, not from start to end, but all the games in the bowls, and they were all Seminole type of games. They were all won in the last couple seconds of the game. That's the way the Seminoles play. They wait until it's almost over, then they score.
The only way that Stan was able to stay up until midnight is because the Bulldogs play.
There you go. Betty.
My sister-in-law that we've had on our prayer list for quite some time is very close to death.
Mm.
Friday they gave her 3 or 4 days. Mm. So please pray for her and for
her family.
Son and daughter who are.
Yeah. What's her first name?
Eleanor.
Lord, hear our prayers for Eleanor. Anybody else?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
First, Dave and Linda. Dave.
Yes, Dave's mother passed away. She's 90 some odd years old, and he was on his way up to see her, and she passed before he got any further than Brunswick. I think they live in the Carolinas somewhere. And they came back home to get Linda to go back up to be with the family. Thank you for reminding me.
And we won't be here next week, but we need to remember Carol's service.
Oh, yes. The 14th of January, Carol Koski's memorial service. There will not be any fellowship afterwards. It's just going to be a celebration of Carol's life, and we'll do it here in the sanctuary. And it's at 11 o'clock on January the 14th.